Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
We got the email in. The person wants to remain anonymous, so we got our Emer to read the email, and then we pitched her voice down for dramatic effect. Have a listen.
Hi guys, I would love your opinion on something. My kids attend a fantastic rural school, relatively new to it, but we've started to notice the influence that certain families seem to have over the school, which didn't surprise us that much, to be honest. We just get on with it. However, recently I managed, after many months, to donate 12 MacBook Pros to the school. The principal did thank me, but that's been the height of it. Am I wrong to expect more than just an email of thanks? To put it in perspective, they regularly do posts to Facebook thanking families for any type of donation, including 2 Easter eggs and a few Hurleys. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but I feel completely deflated. If that's how much they care about a 6K donation, then how much do they care about our kids? Considering moving school, but hate the idea of it. Any advice, welcome. Thanks.
Now we know what Emer would sound like if she was heavily medicated coming to work. But there's someone who has made a donation of 6 laptops for the kids. And obviously, or sorry, 6 grand's worth of, MacBook Pros. And feels like they're not getting the recognition they deserve for making such a sizable donation, far more sizable than the Easter eggs or Hurleys that maybe were making front page on the school Facebook.
I have to say, if I had organized a donation of that size and all I got was a private email from the principal saying, thank you very much for your sizable donation to the National School, it's much appreciated, I'd be like, no. No. So first of all, this person talks about Facebook. I want Facebook recognition. That is one of the number one things I want. I want a WhatsApp to go out to all of the individual class WhatsApps stating that Dave Moore has made an incredible donation. And then I want to get WhatsApps from people I don't even know who are saying, hey, you're not in my phone, but I got your number from the school. Just want to say thanks for my kids having MacBooks.
Do you want someone leaning out of a people carrier outside football training?
Yeah.
Like, great work on the laptops.
As I walk past, I want people to go, that's the guy, he's the guy who did the laptops. He's that him there. Yeah, I look at him there. And I know what, in fact, this is so sizable. I don't think it would be too much of a stretch to name part of the school after me.
You want a wing?
Well, certainly a classroom. The Dave Moore donated the MacBooks classroom. Like, I'm joking, but that is amazing. Like, when you go to fundraise and stuff, it is usually Easter eggs and Hurleys that people are writing, and fair play to them, or even their time is grand, but that doesn't deserve a song and a dance. That's like, oh yeah, listen, thanks for doing that there, Sheila. Well done, Dave. Whatever. Like, 6 grand's worth of MacBooks for a small rural school. That's changing the outcome of that school, potentially. I think you should be at least publicly lauded.
Well, doesn't it call into question your motivations for making the gesture of donating the MacBooks? If all your motivation is to hand over pieces of technology that are going to enhance the lives of the kids and improve the performance of the school in general, then that should be enough, shouldn't it?
Well,
I mean, if that's your motivation, then you don't need a private email saying, hey, great job on the MacBook. It's going to make a big difference to the kids. You'd be like, boom, got it. All I needed was confirmation you received them and they're going to be used.
No. You see, why can't you have your cake and eat it? Why can't you donate something with an open heart and a good, coming from a good place, and then become famous in the locality?
Open heart, open social media.
Yes. Hit me on Facebook. Say, guys, we all really need to like this post. Raging after listening to this, says a text. No, she's being ridiculous. What was her motivation for donating them?
Now, we have to say, our Emer read it.
Yeah.
So we don't know if this is a man or a woman.
No, we haven't a clue. We do know that. Okay, so what do we know about them? That they're new to the area.
Yeah.
It's a small rural school.
And they're obviously trying to be involved in some way with the school, but feel that there's other families who maybe have the edge on that and have a sense of ownership that maybe she doesn't have, or he or she. So, I mean, if you give a gift, isn't the joy in the giving of the gift? If you're giving the laptops so that you can bring your social standing within the school to a certain level, then maybe you shouldn't be giving those gifts at all.
Well, like, let's say I would sometimes give you a terrible gift. Sometimes I give you a good gift, right? And if I gave you a good gift, I would like your personal thanks, which you give to me. But then I want you to go on the radio and go, ah, lads, wait to tell you what Dave got me. Like, I'm sorry, I'm being honest. Like, you want to be recognised for something good that you did. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. This isn't like, you know, I don't think it's like a massive ego trip. Okay, I'm joking about having this classroom named after you or whatever.
No, you're not.
But like, but a Facebook poster, if they've done it before for chocolate Easter eggs and Hurleys, surely $6,000 worth of MacBooks deserves a Facebook post.
But why, in an ideal scenario, you know, moving our ego out of the way, why do we need that? Why do we need the public recognition of, look, I did something great? Doesn't that kind of diminish the gesture in the first place? You know, when you hear an anonymous donor has given XYZ to whatever school, yeah, hospital, isn't that the greatest gesture? You're like, I just want to do good, but I don't want the recognition and the fame and the shoulder patting and the back slapping, you know?
But if you
couldn't
do
this person
want,
have, yeah, just but, done it anonymously and said, hey, principal, I'm sending these computers. Look, I don't need a big hoo-ha about this. I just hope the kids get them.
Okay, but they're saying they've moved recently to the location, right? So they're trying to get to know the school and the community and whatever. And they said, you know what we'll do? We'll do something really good for the community, which is a beneficial thing. The mutual benefit from this is people will get to know us as the MacBook family. And then when we're in Super Value or wherever, they'll go, Jesus, there's Pat there now. He's the MacBook guy. Isn't he great? Hey, Pat, how are you? I'm Jeff. Thanks again for doing that. Freaking great. Like, I think there's a whole lot or a whole world going on around that.
There's a line in the email that's a little bit worrying, in that it says, if they don't care, if they care this much about $6,000 worth of laptops, how much do they care about our kids? Which is a bit of a stretch.
Probably.
You know, and I realise, Dave, you're playing devil's advocate here.
A little bit, yeah.
You know, but even that you can't stretch to try and...
No, I don't think calling into question the care a school has for your kids based on whether they give you a Facebook post or not is probably accurate. But
what I would like to know, I suppose, is what would they be happy with? Would the Facebook post, you know, scratch that itch?
It would go some way to it. Look, what do you guys think? 0874100102. Have you ever experienced something like this? Is this a rural school thing that, you know, we dubs here are unaware of? You can let us know. 0874100102. Are schools controlled by certain families?
Sounds like the map.
Say hello to my little friend.
You got the MacBooks, huh? Yeah, well, I got the chocolate Easter eggs in the Hurleys. I got the Facebook post. We were talking about an email we got into the show, Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com, from somebody who wishes to remain anonymous, who organised a donation of €6,000 worth of MacBooks to a small rural school. They've just moved into the area, and they're not very happy with the level of appreciation they've been shown by the school. Your reaction, 0874100102. Lots of those WhatsApp voice notes are coming in. This is Robbie.
Lads, nowhere on the email did it say that she paid for the computers, so effectively she just delivered them to the school, so she was like a postman. I don't see what the big song and dance is. Why do charitable work if all the only reason you're doing it for is the recognition? It's like going, oh, look at all the charitable work that I'm doing.
I don't have a problem with that, and I don't think she was just like a postman. Obviously she or he, we don't know, the person who sent the email went and organized getting the 6,000 euros worth of, we don't know how they went about and did it, but like they did it, whatever way it worked.
It's a great thing to do. Yeah. It is a wonderful thing to donate computers of that caliber, whether they're refurbs or brand new, whether they bought them or sourced them. It is a great thing to do. The question, I suppose, is why are you doing it? Is it to enhance the lives of the pupils, or is it to get in with the school, or bring yourself up to the social standing of the families that seem to run the school?
I still don't think they need to be mutually exclusive. I think you can do good for the children and the school and the future and get a Facebook post at the very least. Blana's on the phone. Hi, Blana.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What's your take on this when you hear an email like that? What do you think?
Well, I think I immediately thought maybe the principal didn't want to undermine any gifts from other parents, you know, the Easter egg parents or whatever, that she might just want to be send a private email and not be public about it, not to put them under pressure.
Okay, so if other parents see, oh, so-and-so donated a load of MacBooks, you're thinking, oh, suddenly my Hurleys and Easter eggs don't look so great now.
Yeah.
So the principal is actually protecting them, you think, possibly?
Well, protecting them or just even as a whole, because, you know, they've a big job to do. I mean, I see that through the years, you know, they try to do the balancing act to make sure they're fair to everybody. So I think the private email was probably justified, really, and, yeah.
Well, that's probably the way to go. I mean, do you think that if someone donated something of that size, they should get more of a public backslap?
Oh, God, I don't know. It depends on the school and the whole setup, but something like that. And even if to explain it to the parents that this is the reason why they're doing it and that they're really appreciative, because it was a brilliant thing to do, you know.
If the principal had said in the email, look, I'm not going to post about this because it could put other parents under pressure to feel that they have to match a similar donation, but it's much appreciated. Thanks a million.
Yeah.
That might have been the way to go. Possibly. All right, Blana, interesting angle. Thanks a million.
No worries.
Thank you later. Bye.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Smurf says, I think John and or Mary, whoever sent the email, is missing the real point here. If they were announced, it would make them disliked in the town. We're Irish, after all. They'd be like, oh, great. There's John thinking they're great coming over here with their MacBooks. That's a fair point.
They breeze into town. Because that, like, you're already on the back foot if you're not local. And you could be not local even if you've lived in the place for 50 years, if you don't go back to, like, pre-famine times.
That's it. Someone says that you'll only be considered a local if you have four generations. That's when you can start to be considered a local.
And you can't buy your way in there, you see, with a few MacBooks.
Having gone to a tiny rural primary school, I can assure you that certain families do have serious pull if let away with it. Usually prominent farmers or those with kids playing county.
Massive generalizations, but we take your point.
I agree with Dermot. Why did they donate them? Was it just to get known for recognition? There should be thinking more of how it will enhance the children's education, says Anne-Marie. I think they could do both.
Look, sometimes we all fall victim to this. If we go out of our way to do something for someone or a bunch of people, whether it's someone in our family or someone outside, and you go and you do a gesture and you suddenly feel like you don't get the gratitude that you thought maybe you would get. Mm. And I suppose when your nose is out of joint like that and you have those kind of things, those feelings, and I can imagine whoever sent this email is probably lying in bed at nighttime with the partner beside him. They're like, you know, I just don't think it would be too much to ask. You know, I can imagine those conversations. Yeah. And when we all find ourselves in this position, that's why I don't want to be too judgmental about this person at all, because we've all found ourselves in a situation where we feel unappreciated or we feel a gesture has gone unappreciated. You kind of just have to sit with that feeling for a little while and go, why is my nose out of joint here? Is it really the other person's fault? Or maybe there's something here. Maybe I should just check in with my own emotions and motivations.
I think you're being too meditation about this. I think these people deserve a Facebook post. I think that's the least $6,000 worth of MacBooks should get.
Look, it's nothing that a few deep breaths and a long ohm won't fix.
We were talking earlier on the show about an email we got into the show, Dermot and David, todayfm.com, from a family who had donated €6,000 worth of MacBook Pros to a rural school. They just moved into the area and they weren't very happy with the level of recognition they got from the school, i.e. none, other than a private email. Your thoughts are coming in 0874100102. Here's Mairead.
Guys, that person is obviously not from the country, because they know that those kind of notions are knocked out of you fairly quick when you move to the country. Hashtag notions.
And I don't think computers are notions. Like, they're a piece of technology that kids can use. It's not as if you're giving them Rolexes. You know what I mean?
Well, that's very true, yeah.
But maybe, I suppose, the idea of looking for recognition for the donation, maybe that's the notionsy part.
Eddie's on to us too.
Lads, this is Eddie here in Cork. Come here to me. If somebody makes a donation to whatever, any charity they like, or schools, whatever, I mean, the last thing you want is recognition, I think, personally. If you're looking for recognition, you shouldn't bother your ass making any donations. I mean, if he could afford to give 12 MacBooks to the school, he shouldn't be worrying about who thanks him and who doesn't thank him. His thanks is in the fact that the kids got a decent donation, and there's kids there that got a MacBook that they wouldn't have been able to afford. That should be thanks enough.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, Eddie. I still think there should be some kind of formal recognition offered. Now,
I think the one piece of information we should get from this whole discussion is, where do you get 12 MacBooks for $6,000?
They must be
half price.
They must be refurbs. They must be. There's the only way they could
A MacBook is $2,000, isn't it?
Yeah, so, pretty much 1,500 quid.
Yeah,
$2,000,
so you get 12 for six. We need to find, this is the real story here.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.